A good night of Shabbos. My daughter-in-law asked me to speak on this conference, and I can't say no to her. I had a thought on this parsha that I thought could be applicable for life. It says that Yaakov was giving mussar to the people by the well, why they're closing up shop early, and they should be they're shchire yom, so they should be working longer. But how did he start off with them? Vayomer lehem Yaakov, achai, me'ayin atem. He calls them my brothers. He asks them questions, you know, Lavan, he schmoozes with them. And the Emes Yaakov says, Leficha, why did he call them achai? Leficha, kina le'osam b'shem achim. Why did he call them that? V'zeh chova gedola mutelas al hamochichim. Shatiyem u'shreshes b'libosam ahavas habrios. This is a big chiyuv for people who want to give mussar. First, they have to love the people they're doing. I have some sheikhs have a feeling for them. Ahavas habrios. V'im lav, einan yecholim lehochiach. That comes first. There's a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim that someone repeated that somebody said over in Florida, a Rav said over, and I'm sure most of you know it, but it's a beautiful, beautiful lesson that the Chafetz Chaim did the same thing. There's a story about someone who was in his yeshiva, the Chafetz Chaim's yeshiva, and the Bachrim told him that he was caught smoking. He called him in. He got a message that the Chafetz Chaim wants to see him. He was extremely, extremely nervous, of course. And the Chafetz Chaim came over to him, took his hands, lovingly patted them, and he saw forming in his eyes tears. The way he put it was, he felt like the tears were going to bore a hole in his hand. And all he said was, Shabbos, Heilige Shabbos. And he just cried. And then he held him, and that was the whole mussar. That's how he gave mussar. I can tell you another story about my father that it just shows ahavas habrios. It's not more a matter of mussar, but maybe it was mussar in a certain way. My father was being menachal of somebody, and in the audience was somebody who had an axe to grind with him. And in the audience, and other people that was being menachal of, somebody was somebody who, I guess, had something with my father. And he looked at him and he says, I know who you are. He says his first name, Kamenetsky. I'm going to say Reb. My father said, Avadanisht. Nanta Yedidim? Nanta Yedidim. Yedidim. So of course you're not going to say Reb. We're friends. That's an example of Ahavas Habrios. A good Shabbos, everybody.